Now, in last week's first report of the new season, we previewed the 2014-15 Premier League. And this week we take a look at the new Spanish football season that kicks off this weekend in our La Liga preview. The favourites. Atletico Madrid surprised many last season by winning their 10th La Liga title. And despite the fact that they've lost striker Diego Costa, goalkeeper Courtois and defender Felipe, they've all gone to Chelsea, they have strengthened their side with some interesting signings. In has come French winger Griezmann from Real Sociedad, Croatian forward Mario Mandzukic from Bayern Munich, and they will join the spine of last season's title-winning team. That's Koke, Godin, Juan Fran, Gabi, Miranda, and of course their inspirational coach Diego Simeone. Barcelona have a new manager in former player Luis Enrique, and he is overseeing a change at the new camp. Barca may be banned from making any signings in the next two transfer windows, so there's been quite a lot of movement in this close season as they attempt to win back their title. Defenders Mathieu from Valencia and Vermaelen from Arsenal should help to replace the retired Carles Puyol, but perhaps the standout signing for the Catalan side is Luis Suarez from Liverpool. He'll be forced to miss the first couple of months of the season due to suspension, but when he returns, he'll form part of a formidable attacking force that includes Neymar and Messi. We tend to forget that Real Madrid were a whisker away from winning an amazing treble last season. Champions League winners for the 10th time, they also won the Copa del Rey and finished third in La Liga, but this only after a poor end to the campaign. This season they've added World Cup winner Toni Kroos to their midfield, James Rodriguez to their forward line, and Costa Rican goalkeeper Keylor Navas as backup to Iker Casillas in goal. They still have the much-feared BBC front line of Bale, Benzema and Cristiano Ronaldo, and will be yet again one of the favourites to win La Liga. Now, only 9 sides have ever won La Liga, and it's unlikely that a 10th will win it this season, meaning that many of the clubs are battling it out for the final Champions League spot. Valencia have a new Portuguese manager, but few are tipping them to challenge, although the same cannot be said about Athletic Club Bilbao, who returned to the Champions League this season for the first time in 16 years. Now, they have lost midfielder Ander Herrera to Manchester United, but the rest of the squad that did so well last year remains. And with the new San Mamés Stadium now complete, they'll be among the favourites to finish in 4th place. Perhaps their biggest rivals will be Europa League winners Sevilla, though they have lost key players, including Ivan Rakitic, to Barcelona. Dark horses that could make the top 4 include Real Sociedad and Villarreal, but they'll probably have to be satisfied with a top 6 finish instead. Last year's relegation battle went down to the wire, with Osasuna, Valladolid and Betis all going down to the second division. In their place have come former title winners Deportivo La Coruña, Córdoba, who'll be making their first appearance in the top tier for over 40 years, and, for the first time ever, Basque side Eibar. Eibar and Córdoba will struggle as they do not really have the finances to compete at this level, while Elche, Levante and my favourite team Malaga, as well as Madrid side Rayo Vallecano, who may have made too many changes to their team, will also face a relegation battle this season. Now, predictions. It will be hard for Atletico to repeat their exploits from last season, while I think Barcelona may have too many new players to bed in this year. So I'm going for Real Madrid for the title. As for relegation, I think Eibar, Córdoba and probably Rayo will find themselves in the bottom 3 come the end of the season. So what are your predictions for the 2014-15 La Liga season? Let us know by coming along to languagecaster.com and posting your comments there.